We're here with Kyra Meyer, counselor at Gilson Middle School. Wanted to talk with you a little bit about the stigma that surrounds suicide and then maybe address youth and suicide.
Oh, yeah, sure. So I think it's really important, especially when we talk about stigma in young people with suicide, that we do what we can to take down those barriers. Suicide is still really viewed as this mental health problem, which it is, but it's also very much a physical health concern. When we're talking about prevention, we're talking about self-harm, we're talking about suicidal ideation, and all of these things lead to increased stress, decreased sleep. Your immune system plummets when you're dealing with these things. And that's especially concerning since we're still in a global pandemic. When all of these things come together, there really is a lot of stigma. So when we're talking about stigma, I think we need to talk about some of the barriers that we as a community can break down. I think the first one is when people say, hey, I'm feeling like self-harming or I'm feeling suicidal. People tend to go, oh my God. It's okay to take a breath to say, I hear what you're saying and I'm not scared about you. I think that when people confess to those feelings, there's an immediate reaction of, oh my gosh, pit of your tummy. I'm not 100% sure what to do. And sometimes—
Or you shouldn't feel that. You shouldn't say that or—
Yeah, absolutely. When people have those pit of their tummy reactions, sometimes what makes the other person feel like is very much that sense of, I have misspoken. I should not have brought this up. In fact, what I've learned from this conversation is I'm never going to bring this up with you ever again. And that's hard. I really encourage people to take a beat, to look people in the eyes and say, wow, I hear you.
Yeah, not everybody knows the answer or what to say to get help, but what can somebody who has no experience with that, how do you respond?
Okay, ready? Everybody write this one down. This is how you respond. Man, I don't know what to do, but I'm going to be here for you. Just by saying that, I don't know what to do, because the person who's also experiencing these feelings of suicide or self-harm, they don't know what to do either. But it's okay to say, I'm in this boat with you. This boat is not going to go down because I'm here in the boat with you. I'm going to take the paddle from you. We're going to go over there to shore together.
Now, when someone does talk about that, is that actually a good sign that they're reaching out?
Yes, absolutely. My professional experience is that when people say, hey, this is how I'm feeling, I'm thinking about harming myself or hurting myself or killing myself, they're saying that because they are really hoping that you are going to reach out your hand and say, come with me. We're going to get you help. And when we talk about breaking down that stigma, the calmer, the cooler, and the collected, more collected that we can be when we're helping those people, the better their outcomes. So to say, hey, it's no big deal. Lots of people feel this way. Let's go to the counseling center together. Let's call the helpline together. Let's go reach out to this person together is important. We're building resiliency and we're building relationships.
And how has the pandemic, a lot of people are feeling lonely, a lot of new feelings that people haven't had.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not stigma about how to talk about it, but there's also an idea in people's head of who this person might be. And that's not realistic, is it? It could be anyone. And how has the pandemic, I would imagine there's more people with concerns than 2 years ago.
For sure. Absolutely. I think that one of the things that the pandemic has done, because especially in our town, we've done such a great job of social distancing, staying out of big, big spaces with a lot of people. The downside of that is that we've really isolated ourselves from each other. And sometimes the people that we once upon a time, 18 months ago, which feels like roughly 2 million years ago, would have reached out to, maybe we aren't reaching out to those people anymore. It's okay to reach out. It's okay to do those things. You hit a second part of that question, and I cannot remember what it was.
Kyra, I guess that was addressing who is the person who is having thoughts about suicide.
So in the state of Alaska, there are two specific groups that are more likely to experience thoughts of suicide, and they're more likely to go through and actually complete suicide. So that first group is white men who are middle-aged to elderly, which is usually a group that we don't associate very much with having self-harm problems. But if you think about it, that is a group that historically and culturally grew up being told we don't talk about our feelings. What is suicidology? What is self-harm? it's feelings work. So of course that group is more at risk. The second group that's really at risk is people who come from indigenous cultures or traditions. So when we look at that group in particular has a long history of dealing with these problems as well.
But it could be anyone.
Oh my gosh, yes. Are you kidding me? Everybody is at risk of this. When we talk about suicide, one of the things that I really work hard at, and I know my fellow counselors and helpers in town do as well, is we call it containing the contagion. Because when you have one person who has committed suicide or who has self-harmed, you're more likely to see a spread of that. And it's going to kind of leach out into friends and family and people who are the closest. So it is very vital, because there are only so many of us in town, that if you know that someone is struggling with that, that you reach out, that you are that helping hand, and you say, I know you're having a hard time with this. Can I help? And I know that having those conversations are so hard. Even if you're really emotionally close with someone, it is hard to look across the table and say, I know that you've struggled with this before. How are you doing? I want to check in on you. But it's really important that we do that.
Well, and right now is an important time mm-hmm. to be doing that in our community. Yep. And so this is a great time. I know you're here reaching out as part of the Providence Counseling Center's awareness campaign.
Yeah, they asked me and the rest of the school district to help out.
Yeah, and also, and I think Matt Wadsworth, he doesn't care where you get help.
No.
Just reach out. And there are so many places to reach out. So maybe to close this interview, we could give some information about how people can reach out and where.
Absolutely. So I would encourage young people and parents of young people to know the school counselors. That's Jonna Giusti, myself, Shannon Major, and Kate Goodrow over at the high school. Reach out to the four of us. We are here to help. In addition to those people, the helpline through the state of Alaska is really important. The 1-800 National Suicide Hotline is another good resource. Providence Counseling Center is there for you. If you are a person of faith, I really encourage you to reach out to, you know, your faith family and seek help there. Almost every pastor in our town is trained in self-harming, self-help, and where to get, you know, services.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. Another great podcast.
It's always good to sit across from you, Lori.